Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings. Another show. The last show of April. Wow. Time just keeps a blowing by. I'm here, I hope. That's why I put hopefully we have a show. Blog Talk Radio has just been garbage over the past 2 weeks. Yes, I'm talking about the place hosting the show. Y'all need to clean up or do something so people can actually sign on and do their shows. It would be wonderful. Matter of fact, we're having a meeting about it tonight because we're sick of it. Has anybody besides me noticed the quality of absolute everything has gone to shit? You know? It has. It has gone right into the dumpster. Whether it be a show that you can't get into, cars that break down after 5,000-10,000 miles, I'm trying to figure out where it came from. I think it got really started with, well, we can't say anything to anybody. Somebody can have a mental delusion, and we have to not only not say something about it, we have to play along like it's perfectly proper. Certainly, sir, you can be a woman. It's insanity. Absolute 100% insanity. We're not hiring based on abilities. We're hiring based on numbers. I got to have certain number of this person, certain number of this person. So there's no quality control. There's no seeing if you have any aptitude in doing a job. And now we're forced to pay, in some states, $20 an hour for minimum wage. And everybody goes, why is everything costing so much? Wow. You people in Washington have got to be the dumbest people to ever exist on the planet Earth. And what makes us even dumber is that people actually believe that these boobs have any kind of intelligence amongst them. They don't have two brain cells they can rub together. They're so inept, it's not even funny. And it has spread to the private sector now. Because you can't fire anybody because then they'll sue you or they'll do this or they'll do that. So you have a bunch of inept people making shitty products that are sold to people who put their good, hard-earned dollars up to buy this and find out it's garbage. It's a sin. We're sitting here watching the collapse of the United States in real time. This isn't a show. This isn't a movie. This is where we are. And the polls, air quote, show Biden. Biden's in the lead. You mean to tell me this absolute mental retard is in charge for president of the United States? Fed up. I'm fed up. Absolute, unadulterated, fed up. What is this? A caller from the same area code. Let's find out what's up and see who this is. You there, caller?
Dan?
Yeah, who's... Yeah.
Hey, Steve Devery.
Hey, Steve, what's up, man?
Hey, I'll tell you where it all began with the imitation cheese, when they started making cheese, but not really, really cheese. They would put in other ingredients and still call it cheese, and it's still not cheese. I've seen the burning, you know, if you light it on fire, a slice of cheese, and it burns. It's fake. If it melts, it's real. And I was in Burger King the other day and got my burger and fries. And I'll tell you, yeah, I want to say it was Burger King. The cheese was fake. I just could taste it. And I was like, I'll never get a cheeseburger there anymore. The cheese was just fake. And they keep putting in more and more fillers of everything, like even burgers. I doubt if they have any burger in it anymore or any cow in it anymore. It's just all fake. And people don't want to buy it. I can make a better, what do you call that, breakfast thing at McDonald's, the sandwich, the sausage, egg, and cheese.
Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin. I can make a better egg McMuffin. You can go to Aldi's and get a set of sausage patties that are pre-cooked. All you got to do is throw them in the pan. Egg, cheese, a muffin, and you got the McDonald's thing, breakfast sandwich. Excuse me. And it's made with real, you can make it with real stuff, or as real as you can get today without going and buying. And I don't even know how much it is, but I heard McDonald's prices have gone up. Everything's gone up, and the quality has gone down. It's sad. It's sad.
Oh, it's everywhere. And well, what is the point of the FDA if they're going to allow garbage to be sold? See, that's the whole point. What is the point of any government? See, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, was supposed to take care of our food supplies because the evil private corporations were going to do shitty stuff. But we got a government that is worthless. We've got an FDA that's worthless. We have everybody on the payroll, and now they're openly selling garbage, and nobody cares.
That's the key, though. The lobbyists give money. Just go with I make a cheese company, and I'm calling it Real Cheese. That's the name of the brand, Real Cheese. And you would think it's real cheese. Excuse me, but it could be like 49% of other, okay, and 51%. As long as that's 51%, I think you can call it cheese. You go under 51%, then you got to label it as a cheese food, not real cheese. But still, I could still call it Real Cheese as the brand and put in all this fake stuff. And you don't know what you're buying anymore because the lobbyists come out and say, well, you know, if we could put this in, we're still going to say cheese. And then they came up with the cheese food. And they do that with everything, whatever the big money companies have the money. They give the money to the politicians that get on these committees, and they all vote the big company way, and that's the way it goes. And you're screwed.
Well, we're going to have to figure out something, because I'm going to tell you what right now. This has got to change. This has got to change, and we have no chance of changing it at an election because the elections are not real anymore. The mere fact that they can say Biden leads.
That's so true.
The mere fact that they can actually say a poll shows Biden in the lead shows you how much of a lie there is when even the liberals are calling out Biden.
And then the dead people. Well, we had that right here. Remember the I'm not going to mention his name. We had, you know, like the dead people voting for the politicians here, right locally in our area. The the one guy who had dead people on his it wasn't a poll, it was a petition of something, and the guy had all dead people on it. And then the woman from Virginia Beach won. She's already out. She's already gone already. But the guy that had dead people, or people had some live people on it as well from the local ward or whatever, that never voted for this guy or wasn't going to vote for this guy or whatever, and they had him on the list. And they asked, they got caught. The politician got caught, and he not elected anymore. And the woman from, I forget her name, shows how much I follow local politicians, because because what you see that story with dead people going on there, and you know what they say? Oh, I didn't know. Oh, my mistake. Oh, my bad. You know. But yeah, you always find out after the fact. Okay, this time they found out before when he had to drop out. I can't remember his name. Doesn't even matter anymore because after that, there's another one and another one and another one. There's 1,000 politicians that'll go and fill that job just so they can get the money to get on these committees and vote the lobbyist way.
Absolutely.
That's what they want to do.
Well, I'm going to let you go, Steve, because we're going to go to the first commercial. I'm going to grab Herman, and we're going to get this show kicked off.
You have a good day, buddy. Bye-bye.
You have a good one, too, man. Good talking to you. Hope to see you Wednesday. All right, folks, let's get the first commercial out of the way. Here we go.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour date, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias. But they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal. But it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money, so check out Marty.com.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula.
Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of perdition. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a gone.
Can you hear me now?
Big drum, all part of the game.
Ain't this thing for so long, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow the world with Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Yeah, we're here. I found Herman. Herman, say hello.
What's happening? How y'all feeling today?
Ah, we're up. We're up and living the dream.
Yeah, I'm actually in Indiana right now. What's the name of this lake, Dad? We're at Robinson Lake in Indiana right now.
Hell, man, you're out fishing.
Yeah, we're out fishing, man. We're about real nature, man. I'm looking at three people to the left of me. We're four people to the left of me. It's a good time. There's me and my dad. There's six people out here, open, having a great time. And I ain't caught a fish yet. But it's a peaceful situation.
Like we used to call it, just out here drowning worms.
Yeah, out here drowning worms and bee moths.
Oh, man. I just telling you before we got on the air, yesterday there was like two or three different people in their 40s dropped dead. This is, Why does anybody still take this vaccine? And I answer my own question with, you either take it or you don't have your job. That's where people are at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad.
Yeah, there's many people who've been vaccinated because they threaten their jobs.
Yeah. You either take this or you don't have your job.
This or having your job. And I'm feeling like this. It's the meaning of Puff Daddy right now. Take that, take that.
you know, it's true. It's true. It's just, it's so unbelievably sad that they are forcing people to their death to keep a job. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And everybody's upset with Puff Daddy, but nobody's upset with Pfizer. Why isn't anybody upset with Pfizer? Why can we be forced to take something that doesn't work 100% of the time, doesn't even work 50% of the time, doesn't prevent you from getting it, doesn't prevent you from transmitting it? So why am I required to have it for a job?
Wow. That's debate.
Because I can understand, I could sort of understand if it was 100% effective and once you got it, you could never get the Rona and you could never pass it on. I could sort of understand that in an argument type sense. But anybody having complete control over your body to the point where they can tell you to take something or lose your job, I can't go for that.
I can't go for that. Take that or lose your job. Take that or lose your job.
Yeah.
Ain't no way in hell.
And I've turned down work. I've turned down work for comedy shows. Are you vaccinated? No, then you're going to have to be vaccinated. Well, then you can stick your show up your ass. Because I ain't taking your poison.
Yeah.
And people right now are getting desperate. Because the money is collapsing. In case anybody ain't paid attention. You know, they're all trying to tell us, oh, the economy is great. The economy is great. Outback Steakhouse is closing locations. The Express is closing their locations. There are hundreds of – Burger King is closing locations. But don't tell me this economy is good.
I am in Indiana right now, right?
Right.
And in Robinson area that I'm in right now, I went to the bake shop and I tried to use my card and they said they only accept cash. Okay? So most people around in Indiana, there are some still pockets that are normal. The places that are worried about losing big money and things of the sort, these are your city folks. If you're not in a city or a major metropolitan area, the things that we're talking about are not really truly affecting you. You know?
They're smart. They're smart.
It's not really affecting you. Because when I come to Indiana, my dad, and them, they'll tell you, if you don't have cash, they don't want to talk to you.
Well, that's smart. That's the only way really to fight back against the central currency. And not lose 3% of your sales to paying credit card companies.
Thank you.
And that would be the all. See, isn't it weird that when we were younger, cash was king. Cash was king. Everybody had their wad in their pocket. Everybody paid for everything with cash. And then there was a transition about midlife for us where you could pay at the pump with your credit card, and they didn't charge you any extra. You could pay at the pump with your credit card. It was to encourage you to use your credit card everywhere you could use your credit card. And then we are now seeing that they are now starting to charge you to use your credit card, so now people are swapping back. Again, the pendulum swing. Now we're trying to swap back to cash, but it may be too late because they've devalued to the cash to the point where you need a wad of 100s to buy a loaf of bread. We have gone down the exact rabbit hole that all the other people before, Zimbabwe and the Weimar Republic, both destroyed their currency to the point where it took like $1 million to buy a loaf of bread.
Yeah. Wow. This is crazy.
And that's where we're at right now. We're at the hyperinflation. The government's printing trillions of additional dollars every year trying to prop this economy up and just flood it with dollars and hoping that it will keep it alive. And all they're doing is they're causing this rampant inflation. And yes, the companies are, of course, taking chances to make obscene profits right now because everything's so unhinged and everybody just walks in and goes, well, it went up a dollar overnight. We better buy it today. They're not going, well, just don't buy it at all.
But items that the Family Dollar will soon have items that will be $7 in Family Dollar.
Oh, yeah, and they're closing. Dollar Tree is closing 1,000 stores. So if this economy's so good, why are all these places closing?
Okay, let me tell you something so crazy. You got to think. Indiana, this is a poor area, okay? I'm going to tell you something. Family Dollar in the Midwest in Indiana is flourishing. Dollar General is flourishing. If you're in areas where people respect a discount price and respect things and goods that are affordable, then you can be fine. It's a mentality to accept non-affordable things. It's a mentality.
Well, I can't say as you're wrong. Because these people in the city will go out and spend $600 on a pair of tennis shoes.
And the same people in the city will spend $6.99, $7 for a bag of potato chips.
Yeah.
Okay? Potato chips are now the price of a meal.
Hey, it's not just potato chips because when we were out of town, we went to Steak and Shake. It just got a chicken nuggets, a burger, fries, and shit like that. That was $18.
Chicken nuggets, burgers, and fries, $18.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Let me say I've had okay. Now, you know marijuana is being legalized everywhere around the nation, right?
Right.
Now, if you go to Michigan, you can go to the dispensary. For $100, you can probably get you three different types. They're going to give you a pre-roll, and you might be able to get an edible. That's $100, okay?
Yeah.
You go to Chicago, you get a quarter and an eighth. It's going to cost you around about, oh, no, a quarter, an eighth, and maybe a bag of maybe, you know, wraps. It's going to be $195.
Oh yeah.
Now the taxes is only $150. Okay? But the taxes are $45.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the government's going to jump on that gravy train and stick as much money on it as can, and they know that people are just grateful to have it legal.
They're doing. Yes, and that's what they're doing. That's the difference between Virginia, Chicago, and Indiana. There's a big difference between every place that we're traveling right now as far as prices, and you can see what's going on and the difference in the economy and way things fall. We're thinking that it's an overall, you know, blanket of how things are in the country. No, you need to study for yourself to find out about each area, because this is decision-making time. We just can't accept that it's just like that and just go with it. It's not like that.
No, we have to make a change. There has to be some changes made. And people have to stand their ground and go, I just don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
Because when they're, what, $50,000 for a car? $50,000 for a car.
Yeah, $50,000 for a car. I have to ask my dad, how much did you pay for your truck, Dad, cash? How much did you pay for your first truck, cash, Dad? Your first truck. Yeah. My dad, what year was that? 1973? 73. In 1973, my daddy bought a brand new truck off the car lot for $2,300.
I know. I bought my first Honda brand new 1980. It was $4,250.
Now, the same truck that my father bought, for $2,300, that truck now goes between $3,500 and
$47,000. Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. People are paying $700 to $1,000 a month in a car payment. That's just absurd, man.
Yes, it is absurd.
It's a form of ridiculousness, and it's really funny because somebody pointed this out the other day. Everybody thinks that that's just the way life goes. Everything gets more expensive. No, it's because the value of your dollar every year loses dollars. Because it's not tied to anything. It's not tied to oil anymore. It's not tied to gold anymore. It's not tied to anything with value. So that allows them to just print whatever they want to print. So every year you just lose and lose and lose. And they do it in such a sneaky way that most people will never put the dots together and understand that the house is $300,000 now that used to be $3,000 back in the day is not because that the house is so much more expensive and better. It's because your dollar's garbage.
Well, when the dollar now, and if you got to think, and on April the 1st, in most countries, the dollar now is worth less. Remember when the dollar was worth more in every country?
Yeah.
Okay, the dollar in Canada is like 87 cents. If you go over to Africa right now, any other foreign country, it's $54 to one. So the dollar is worth less than, okay, the dollar, okay, it takes what? Say 55 times our dollar is their dollar is worth $54 more than our dollar. That's how face I can put it.
Yeah, because it's things are attached to things of value. That's why the new BRICS currency is going to wipe us out, because it's all based on commodities, things that you can't just print. They have an actual real value.
But the BRIC is based on gold.
Well, it's actually all commodities. It's based on all commodities.
Yeah, it's backed by gold. So, therefore, the dollar is based off of human beings' backs.
Right. And we're all the collateral. We're all the collateral.
Like I always say, they said cotton was worth so much. No, the people who picked the cotton was worth a lot. The cotton is just sitting there.
It ain't worth shit till you get it.
It ain't worth a nickel until you get it, so come on, stop playing with me.
Right. Hey, this is happening at such a rapid pace, it's got people confused. I think the last time we really saw this kind of hyperinflation was in the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah.
And it took a huge jump, and then it settled in for quite a few years, and now we're back at it again.
Well, see, what's so crazy is that this is when people are going to realize that the world is full of crap. Now, you know they made marijuana illegal for you to grow it, right, for its own reason. Now, in the future, they're going to make blueberries, blackberries, strawberries. That's going to be illegal soon.
Well, it already is in some cities. You can't grow your own garden.
Yeah.
They want you to have a green lawn. They want you to keep it cut. But God forbid you grow any plants that you can eat off of.
That's right. Kill all the dandelions with Roundup and make sure everybody has cancer in your area. The dandelions can help you with high blood pressure, heart problems, and everything else, but we treat dandelions like the world economy enemy. If you go to Feed and Seed, man, they try to kill every dandelion on earth. And there's
People believe that having this lush green lawn makes you something. What does it make you?
Because you have a green grass with no weeds. And okay, it would be better if you just go ahead and get rid of the grass and grow corn over your whole yard.
Yeah, but then
grow vegetables. Grow real vegetables over your whole yard. Don't give in to this. Stop giving in.
But then the city council will be at your doorstep because you can't have a garden in your yard.
That is the new thing. You can't have a garden in your yard. So self-sufficiency and independency is something they're trying to destroy.
Yes. We have to be as dependent on the – that's why they started with the family first. In every study, it is shown that a good family with a mother and a father intact is the best way to raise kids. And
yeah.
So what you got to do is you got to destroy the best way so you can stick your way in. Your way is incarcerate, imprison, and dumb down and make everybody go to the government for their little stipend so you can, they can hand you your money so you can survive.
I don't, you know, if we think about how many ways we hand the government money, stop handing the government money and make decisions with your own money, you won't be in an economic crisis.
Oh, yeah. All you've got to do is do away with the deduction from your paycheck and say that at the end of the month, everybody has to write a check for their taxes. Because if you had to sit down at the end of the month and write a check for 40% of your income and give it to somebody else, you would wake up. But nobody's going to wake up as long as they keep taking it from your paycheck, because people just count that as money gone. They had a guy won a lottery, did a scratch-off, got $1 million, Herman, $1 million scratch-off. He got $300,000 after all the taxes.
$1 million scratch off, he had over $300,000.
Right. That was a payday loan company. The government would come in and shut them down. If that was a loan shark, the government would come in and shut them down. But because it's the government running the numbers, they take 70% and give you 30%, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now Biden also wants to increase the capital gains tax to 44.9%. Almost 50% of your capital gains will be confiscated by a government that's already proven it doesn't need your money. It can just print whatever it needs, so why does it have to take it from you?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they have to take it from you is to get you poor, to get you dependent, to break your back, and make you a slave. That's all it is.
That's it. Slavery.
That's it.
And see, that's the thing here. And this is what I want people to say. And listen to what Dan is saying. When a white dude tell you about slavery, you better pay attention. Because he's telling you I'm a part of the stuff, too. So pay attention now.
Hey, because it's like everybody.
People, this is what kills me. White and black, listen, people. Just because you're a indentured servant doesn't mean that the name means it better. You still are working for somebody for less than nothing.
You still own nothing. You think you own your house? Don't pay your taxes. They'll come take it. You think you own your car? Don't pay your taxes. They'll come take it. You don't own shit no more.
Nothing.
Nothing.
You own nothing, and that's what the world's about, to trick you. And see, the people don't understand. Everybody talk about the greatest thing the devil did. Okay, all right, the devil did. But it is devilish, okay, to do things like it's being done. You're going to trick me and say you own a home, but you never own the home. That's
never.
Deception.
You
own a car, but you never own the car. That's deception.
Yes.
And people don't look at it like that. If you want to talk about sinful, it's sinful for people to tell you that you're going to own something you never own. That's evil.
Well, that's where we're at now. That's where we're at now. We are in a world of deception because it didn't used to be this way.
No.
You could actually own property. You could build your own house and not have to spend 30 years paying for it.
And that is the truth.
That is the truth. My dad built our house. My dad built our house with construction scraps.
And my daddy said, my daddy's 83 walking beside me. He said, I don't think we had to worry about taxes either.
No.
See?
But we had all this stuff. We had all this stuff before all these taxes settled in. Yet now we've got all these extra taxes and we're losing stuff.
Now think about this. My daddy has a house for $15,000 and a truck for $2,300. So you talking about for $15,000 he had a house and a car?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how much they've cheated you over the course of, what, 50 years?
Yeah.
They have cheated you to the point where instead of being able to buy a house with your job wages, you now have to finance that house for 30 years to afford it.
It's like a pimp and a prostitute. This is what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. And we're all dancing the game while everybody's pointing, going, well, if that person's getting more, so they're the problem. No, the government taking is the problem.
Yes. Like, I'm looking at a GMC truck before me. I know that truck's $80,000.
Yeah.
$80,000 for a truck?
Yeah.
It's pitiful. And then think about it. How many people can afford all these damn trucks they make? And what is this? We live in like a matrix, man. You got cars everywhere they build, everywhere building all these money, wasting money, building stuff that somebody will never drive.
Yeah. Well, you also have people so look, when we were younger, if we got a car, God, we took care of that car because that was the only car we was going to get. Now they got these youngsters, they go out and get these cars, go down the street, they wreck them, they do all kinds of shit to them. They don't care about their cars whatsoever because they know they'll just get another one.
Yeah.
And not pay for it either.
Crazy what they're doing to it.
Somebody's going to have to wake up soon. Because if not, I don't think a lot of people agree with me. I don't think we're going to make it through this year without something really, really major happening. Now, what that is, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But there's something coming. Everybody feels it. Everybody feels it. You ask people, are you doing good? Not a lot of people are doing good.
No. Many people are struggling.
Yes.
The struggle, how they say, the struggle is real.
Oh, yeah. Well, who can afford to go out and eat when just a couple sandwiches is $18 frickin', man? It used to be a double ratio. So what I could cook it for at home, you could cook it for in the store twice. So in other words, if I could do it for $4 at home, you could do it for $8 in a restaurant. That's not terrible. But now it's $4 a home and it's $25 at a restaurant. That's horrible.
That's horrible. It's horrible. That's horrible. It's horrible, but it would be that way. We should be treated that way.
Well, this inflation is going to—it's going to be the final end of the dollar. We're at that point where the inflationary cycle is kicked off. It's like when you're on the edge of bankruptcy. And you're sitting there going, well, I'm going to be bankrupt soon, so let's go run these credit cards up. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm about to file for bankruptcy, so I'm going to just run this card up.
Yeah, let's run it up because I ain't going to be responsible for it. And so if I'm not responsible for it, why am I going to worry about what I'm putting on it? And that's we're spending $2 to $3 trillion more a year than what we've got. And remember, it wasn't that long ago when everybody was, oh, it's a $500 billion deficit. People would lose their minds. Now it's $3 trillion and nobody says a word.
Man, people don't understand. I'm scared because people don't understand what's happening. This situation, I know everybody thinks that one candidate over the other, people need to start doing history. I mean, really.
No. We're done. It ain't candidates. It ain't Republicans. It ain't Democrats. Hey, here's the other thing, and this is funny because we hear Republicans and Democrats and all this. Guess what? The bill to ban TikTok, every single Republican and Democrat agreed on that one bill.
Together. And it's all wrong. And people don't even know that. People don't even see this happening. They don't see where the Democrats and Republicans get together behind closed doors. They argue in front of us.
Right.
And then they shake hands behind closed doors.
Oh, yeah. They all agreed to TikTok. And you got to ask yourself why. It's because they cannot control TikTok.
Yes.
And if you can't control TikTok, you can't flood the world with your message. Because there's actually some place for individuals. Again, why First Amendment was the First Amendment. Because being able to speak freely is one of the most important things in the world. And then having the Second Amendment backs up the First Amendment. It gives you the right to say what you want to say.
Yeah.
And now they're passing semi-automatic gun bans because they don't want you to be able to defend yourself. That's what every evil regime does right before they do the real evil shit is they take the guns.
They disarm you.
They disarm you.
Yeah, right before they do the evil shit, they disarm you.
That's go look at history. I ain't making none of this up. You look at every time the government has taken on people and overruled and overstepped, they took the guns first.
Most definitely. They take the guns. You see, in order to control.
Are you there? You there? I think I lost you.
I'm sorry. No, I didn't. In order to control a nation, once they take the weapons, now you can't fight back. Now you're at their disposal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, look, I guarantee you those Chinese students that were fighting with bows and arrows wish they had a gun with extended banana clips.
And I keep telling people, okay, if you look at the black and white situation in America, you take a person that can read and write, you take away his education. You tell him if he read and write, you kill him. This lets you know no matter what color you are, you better represent. You better make sure you understand you could be those people. At any given time, that government can turn on you and you could be them people. The government told white people, okay, about this argument. We had this all the time. What is the difference between the trailer park and a project? Nothing. You got wheels on yours and I don't.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Well, it's the truth.
It's the truth. Ain't no difference. You can kick a brick and maybe move out of town. That's it.
Yeah.
Me? I might be stuck if the bricks is where we lay, but it's still a project area. Remember, the projects are fenced off, and the trailer park is what? Fenced off. It's a study area.
Yeah.
They're studying you. When they fence you off and rest from the people, people better understand you're like a mouse in a cage. That's why they call them project areas. And they study you according to the year. They call them trailer park areas. And they study you according to the year. They put medicine in your area. They put drugs in your area. They put crime in your area. And they teach in different areas certain things to see how you react to the teachers.
You ain't wrong. You ain't wrong.
Scary shit y'all talking. My daddy said, "Woo, that's some scary stuff y'all talking." Yeah, it's the real shit. It's scary shit we talking.
Well, we both realize it's not black and white. It's rich and poor.
Yes.
And that's all it is.
And if you want to keep the black and if you want to keep the rich rich and the poor stay poor, you pit them against one another. White
you get them
black,
fighting.
Tall
you get them
short,
fighting.
Fat
that's right.
Skinny, gay against straight.
Yeah.
It's all a yin and yang, but the yin and yang has went beyond male and female. Now the yin and yang is whatever the opposite of the opposite.
Yeah. Every little division breaks down your ability to stand together.
That's right. You know,
and you have 377 million that if we stood up, the game would be over.
Yeah, because you know what? I have to go back. Okay, this is a trick too. And I'm just thinking about this. Take this out on the wild limb, because we always talk about religion. And I always talk about this. They say, thou shall not steal, right?
Yep.
Thou shall not steal in religion is like saying, they did it, we should have did it, it was them. That because you're not taking sense of responsibility. Thou shall not steal does not represent you. But if you
right.
follow the 42 laws of my act, where they got the Ten Commandments, and it says, I will not lie, I will not steal, I will not, because you are responsible in the true understanding of God's word. Before they switched to thou, it was I. So therefore,
yes.
there was no they, them, and though. All you had to understand was if I take care of me, and if I take care of me, and you are over there, and you take care of you, that's you taking care of you, that is I. So there ain't nothing but I's out here in individuals. All the rest of this stuff is separatism.
Yeah.
There are nothing but individual I's. That's it. And if you represent I, then you represent God. If you represent them, then you got to check out what you represent.
Yeah. Which them are you representing?
Which them are you representing? I know God only works in I. God doesn't work in other form other than I.
That's true.
Okay. But when you talk about people and they divide themselves by the truth, then they make up all this other stuff in between God's word. Then you wonder why things don't go right, because why? I is an individual thing, which means I will take care of myself, which I mean I will take care of you. That's God's plan. I will take care of myself, therefore I have the opportunity to take care of you. That's God's plan. But if you go by the man's plan, it's I got this, and I don't give a damn about you.
True.
This is the world we're living in. I got this, and they need to take care of themselves. I got that, and there is the problem. I got this, and we don't know who you are. See, that's not God's plan.
Yeah.
We're people supposed to be taking care of one another. Look at each one, teach one.
Yes.
If you thank you. So the way we're going right now, you know, each one, teach one. I got it, and you're going to find out how you can get it. That is the world of conquering and owning. We can never make it that way.
And we will never truly be free as long as government exists.
Never.
Never.
Did you hear the man say it? A man said we fought against civilization because it was the destruction of the world.
No, I didn't.
Because civilization, think about it. Look at etymology. Civil. Civil meaning in control and of reason. I'm a civil person. Civil lie, okay, that's another word now. You let civil lie. Now, you didn't add the word lie to civil. So if you say civil lie nation, so you got a person that lying to you in a whole nation. So you lie to me civilly. It's a civil lying nation. Look at etymology and what it truly means.
Well, that's part of the casting spells that you talked about.
Yes. Justification. I justify what I'm doing. I just defy the truth. I justify. That's what it says, justification. Justify on the occasion. Justify on the occasion. That's justification. Justify on any occasion. So you have to understand, they say, he's ignorant. Oh, yeah, you know how you get around an ignorant person? It's in the word. Ignore it. You have to know the spells of these words that they're using to get you. This is how we were tricked. Somebody said, have you filled out your contract? What is the first word in it? Con.
Yeah.
So contract, turn it around. It's an attractive con. Now they get you to sign your name, and you tricked you into believing that you're signing your name is the attractive con. So you're actually selling your soul every time you sign a contract.
Yeah.
Every time you sign a contract, you're selling a piece of your soul.
Well, see, it's funny because when you and I started having this spelling thing, and I was just sitting there, because there is a tendency to say it's only words. There's that tendency. It's very easy to say that. But the only words have led us into where we believe so many things that are not true, and it's only from words that we believe that.
And I keep telling people, belief doesn't mean – you know what belief means? I don't know. That is the definition of belief. I don't know. So when the person says, do you believe? So you telling me you only believe in what you don't know. This is what you're saying. You're saying, I don't know, so come with me.
Right.
I don't know, so follow me. I don't know, but I got the answer.
You just told me you believe, so you just told me you don't know, and you're mad because I know the meaning of belief. Belief is confusion. So we use this word believe in everything, and the only thing you be believing, your common damn senses. That's what you believe in.
That's the truth.
You know that what you're saying, the results don't make no damn sense. So why are you still believing in something that shows you the results? You should be leaving that situation. I should be leaving. I should be leaving.
It's because they're indoctrinating you from a young age with what they want you to believe.
That's right.
From a very young age. And then they're not teaching you to critically think. They're teaching you just learn, memorize, obey.
Learn, memorize, obey. Learn, memorize, obey. Question, and you will be scrutinized.
Right. You will be called a name. You'll be called a conspiracy theorist. You'll be called, you did your own research. And everybody can just dumb themselves down. And that's really funny because we now have a society where it's okay for dumb people to dump on smart people. Remember, it used to be the other way around.
Yeah.
Smart people dumped on dumb people. Now, dumb people have grouped into a big dumb pack. And they will criticize anybody that shows any kind of form of critical thinking.
And that's crazy. So, okay, if you put it like this. Now, this is what I don't understand with people. It says you need to find out things for yourself. Now, people go to all the religious sections, and it says, study to show thyself of God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, writing about it by the word of truth. Then you go listen to a man to give you instructions. Ain't that something kind of stupid? Okay, but I listen to the people. That's a special kind of stupid. God told me, don't trust in no man, trust in yourself. To thyself be true.
Yes.
Now, if someone else is true to themselves, you all will connect. But if they're not, you end up in this debating about, see what I'm saying? If you're in a debate about a person, we're not on the same page.
No.
We're not on the same page.
Not even close.
Nowhere near close.
Nowhere near close.
You know, people get mad at me. I say, hey, they say, well, you want to talk about the Bible? Nope, because if you want to talk to me, give me a chapter and a verse. Outside of that, I don't trust your mouth because you are a manipulator. And the word is something that can easily manipulate people, so I don't listen to people when they talk about the word of God unless you know the word. I don't want to hear your mouth because you ain't talking about nothing. You in church because you're wrong. So why would I listen to your mouth? You in here. Let me. When I ask a person, I say, why do you come to church? Because I'm a sinner. So therefore, Negro, anything you talk to me about God, or therefore, white man, anything you talk to me about God, you go to that book. Don't you talk to me off the top of your head because your top of your head ain't worth nothing. You wasn't worth nothing when you walked into church. So how the heck you come in here and now all of a sudden you educated in 5 years? You still as dumb as you were before, but your lack of understanding about humility and understanding that God is a humble situation. It ain't no cocky person that think they know everything.
That's the truth.
It is. God is an observer. If you look at what happened, God is an observer. He's giving you the ability to do all things. So why would God practice and help you? He's giving you the ability to do all things. Are you listening, people? You can do anything. If God said you have the power of God, you can fly. You can walk fast. You can do anything. You might be able to produce lightning, but you only think about what you can do according to what man tells you you can or can't do. And if you go outside of the colonialized thinking of what man tells you you can't do, then you're being scrutinized.
That's true. That's true.
You have no right to have exceptional thinking anymore.
No. Because once you go off the reservation of what the message is, you fall into the land of crazy.
And guess what you just said? You said the message, okay? This is the mess age.
Yes.
The mess age. Listen to what's being said. We're in the mess age. The age of confusion, Babylon, and destruction. This is the mess age. Do you get the mess age?
Yeah. It's to put so many things out there that the ability to find right becomes almost impossible.
It's almost impossible. That's why when my grandfather told me, and we always said this, education is the adaptation to one's social environment. Education is the adaptation to one's social environment. You have to be able to adjust according to how the economy and the growth of the world is changing. You can't go by what you did 10 years ago and say, well, this is the gospel. No, dummy. The world adjusts. If you
That's true.
Over a 10-year period, the habits of those fish, according to the environment of the lake, those they're going to change. It's
yes.
going to change. You might be fishing on one side of the lake for 5 years. The next one, you got to fish deep in the middle. The next year, you up against the bank. This is change. It's evolutionary change. But people want to learn something. Hey, we learned this A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Then you stuck on what these folks have taught you, and you never adjusting because you think you know everything. This is what makes you a dummy.
Yeah, you can't ask that question why anymore.
Why is out the window?
Because like I said, when we were younger, we were trained, always ask why. We were trained that.
Yeah.
And now they're trained, it's in the books, so don't do your own research. Believe in the books that we gave you, that we wrote, that we created.
Talk about like, okay, if I need a mechanic, I can call Dan. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things we can do. We work together, and it's just because we have access to things. What I may have access to, you may not, but vice versa. We're all welcome, and it's an open door for everyone. There's no jealousy. There's no envy.
True. 100% on that one. We
no
just
jealousy.
Do what we do.
Wow. That's what we do. And people don't understand. I keep telling you, I will say this all the time. But when they say, yo, man, Dan, you know Dan? And yeah, man, that's a prejudice cracker. I'll be like, okay, Dan, I know. They tell you, Dan, man, what's going on? You know, Herb, he a hardcore Negro. He just get on folk nerves. That ain't
nope.
what's going between me and you.
Nope.
But those
nope.
are people's opinions that don't know who we are.
That, and that's 100% true. Because we don't feel the need to tell everybody who we are. We let them make their own judgment, and that tells us who they are.
Thank you.
Because you know as well as I know, I would not abandon you over if somebody would go, well, Herman's black, so you got to hate him. I'd be like, well, then you can just kiss my ass. Because Herman and me are buds, and it ain't going to change. It ain't changed over 30 years. It ain't going to change over nothing right now.
Yes, man. They don't understand. We the first guys that went on tour together out of all the comics in the area. And then today we follow up to be the oldest two comics in Hampton Roads.
Yep.
You know, it's some amazing things, man. But like I said, you never know what you can learn from someone that's totally opposite of you or totally different than you.
Yeah. You got to understand that the friendship is that I know you would not tell me something deliberately wrong.
That's right. And vice versa.
And that's why when you say these things, and a lot of people, oh, that's just craziness. I go, no, there's a kernel in there. You just got to listen long enough to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And does that mean Herman and I can't be wrong? No, it doesn't. We can be wrong about a lot of things.
Correct.
But we're willing to take the loss and say we were wrong, where most people will just plow down the road of being wrong and never take a loss. Because
That's
we
right.
understand a loss is not a bad thing.
Yep. A loss is not a bad thing.
It's not. You gain from that if you want to gain from that.
Yes, and that is most definitely true. People don't realize that, listen, man, everything works like that. You know, and what's so crazy is my dad is sitting here beside me, right, and it's like he's like listening, saying, man, you know, he's engrossed in it because it's just common conversation that more people should have.
Yes.
It's just common conversation. Talk things out. Discuss things. And you never know what you might get out of it.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I can name you a dozen things that you and I have talked about that I never would have thought of.
Never. Wow.
Never. Never. But because you and I kick it back and forth, and you and I respect each other, and yes. I listen to what you say, not to respond, but to figure out why.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, brother.
And that's why. Yeah. And that's not saying Herman's smarter than Dan or Dan's smarter than Herman. It's saying that together we figured out things that I would have never figured out.
Thank you. Never.
Never. But the second you started throwing some of the things at me you've thrown at me over the years, and I have sat back and watched them happen, I'm like going, damn.
Because, look, all this stuff with P. Diddy, all this stuff with T.D. Jakes, all this stuff, I've been told to people about this 8-10 years ago.
Easily.
Years ago.
Easily. Easily.
And people were like, Herm, I'm going to stop talking to you. Something's wrong with you. Why would you think this way? Now, all of a sudden, people are calling me saying, damn, Herm.
Yeah.
You know that, man, bro. Man, you know, I mean, people, man, bro, but by the time you get done now, people be talking like I'm Notre Dame sometimes in the amazement of the things I've said. Man, we were talking about COVID, man. We were outcast because of COVID. People just out. Just, why?
Yeah.
We were just outcast because of COVID. You want to talk about it? We were outcast.
We were. And people were actually angry with us.
Yes. And you, of course, Dan, you refused to wear a mask. So you know people was mad at you.
Oh, yeah. I told them what part of my ass they could kiss with that shit. Because it was nonsense. And all you had to do, and it's like, are you a virologist? No, but I have basic high school education. Basic high school education tells me that the bacteria or the whatever caused it, the virus, is so small that the openings in a mask will stop nothing.
Thank you.
Nothing.
I worked in the hospital, and I know that once you go into a certain type of microorganism, you got to wear like a hazmat suit. You can't wear no mask. Of course,
right.
I think we're talking, we needed to put on a bubble, a space helmet.
Exactly. Because the gaps around the mask, your eyeballs being still open, your eyeballs are one of the quickest ways to get into your body.
Yes, and your skin. Your skin. You know what I'm saying? People, I mean, but when you throw something on people that are non-educated, and you put a lot of fear into them, and then you put the fear of hell in them, only you got them then.
Oh, yeah. You're going to lose your job.
Like they're going to scram around like ants. They don't know what to do.
No. They're going to comply just to get along.
And when a person like myself says, hey, y'all, I've been vaccinated because I've been through 2 branches of the military. I've been vaccinated more than any of y'all can imagine. If I don't already have in me what it takes to live, then damn it, I'm not going to have it. I've been vaccinated about 25, 30 times, man. I'm not getting no another stick. I said it's more than 25, 30.
And the funny thing is, I'm the opposite end of that, in that the last vaccination I had was in grade school.
Wow.
That was the last vaccination I had was grade school.
Everything in the world. My daddy said he's been stuck for everything in the world.
Yeah.
Bumps, measles.
Did you go to child in the boot camp?
Yeah, daddy said he went to child in boot camp.
Walk through the line and get hit on both sides.
Walk through the line and you get shot in both arms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've been shot in both arms twice. Don't know what it was on. You got to think, Dad, I went to boot camp in 1986 in September. Okay? I was in Air Force boot camp. I went to the Navy boot camp in 87 May. So I got stuck through 2 different boot camps in 1 year.
Damn.
Get it, Biggs.
And they don't just say, oh, you already had this on the other service. No, you can still button line and get your ass stuck again.
We're going to get you twice.
And then the needles that they use, Dan. if you jump, that needle will tear through your arm like paper.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I didn't get to the shots.
Them needle, that needle, where they shoot you that gun. Hey, man.
I'm old fashioned. They gave me needles.
Oh, my daddy is old fashioned. They gave him needles. With me, they shot me with a gun.
Oh, yeah.
They shot me with a gun. They shot me like they was painting a car.
Well, see, it's funny because, like I said, this is where we have the exact opposite experience. I would go into a doctor with a cut, and they'd be like, you want a tetanus shot? It's like, no, I got it. My body's got it. And Allie will tell you, I don't get sick. I just don't.
My dad's like that. You don't get sick.
Just don't get sick.
My dad don't get sick like that either. My dad didn't have no symptoms of COVID or nothing.
Yeah, when I got it, I had a fever one night, and I was tired for a week, and that was it. That was it.
I'm still waiting.
Well, that's the flu shit. That ain't no, the flu did me. I've been worse off. Let me tell you something. I've been worse off with a regular flu than I've been with COVID.
The only reason I know anything is they tested me.
Yeah, Daddy said the only reason he knew he had COVID because they tested him and said, you have it.
Well, see, that's the question. Did he really have it, or they just told him he had it?
That's the thing is, there's no way he could verify it. Only thing he
that's
said,
right.
Okay.
You can't verify nothing. How am I going to verify that? Because you can't. You can't verify a thing that they tell you. Again, you and I have talked this. What you know and experience worth what you're told.
Sure.
There's only so much that you can actually verify yourself.
Hey, that's what I keep telling people. Education is the adaptation to one's environment. So therefore, if verification of things are not being able to be supplied, then how can we go to be able to assist ourselves in knowing better for ourselves? This is something we have to plan for. And that's what I say, study to show thyself approved unto God. So if you study to show thyself approved, you know.
Well, that's where you and I help, because we can take our individual experiences and what we've decided from those experiences and exchange that information from two completely different perspectives.
Yes.
But they don't want to hear that, because if we get together, then we'll figure out the shit they're selling us. And then we figure it out. We'll tell everybody else, and we'll plant that seed. That's why they wanted TikTok gone. That's why they don't want to be able to. Don't want you to be able to post on any social media without them being able to come in and go, that's not true. Because once you plant the seeds of truth, they grow.
Yeah, I see. When you see us, Dan, when you see Dan and I, Dan, it's so funny. I'm your son, so you know I'm a brother for real. Okay, my daddy knows. And when you see Dan. Dan's a redneck for real.
Ain't no doubt about that one.
You say you 100% redneck.
I am.
That's funny.
You know, but it's really funny because we come from such opposite backgrounds that when we met, it was so funny that we just blended that day like that. And we were everything you were told shouldn't blend.
Yes, we clicked from the first time because everybody else in the building was full of shit. And we clicked. It was just, we didn't have no, it was no hang-ups between us. Everybody else had their little bull crap. Black or white, they had bull crap with them.
Yeah, and we didn't. And that's why when I went out on the road, I just said, Herm, let's go. And off we went, and we sat in the car for weeks at a time together, and
yep, on tour.
Never had a problem.
Never. That's so crazy.
I don't think we've ever had a crossword. We've never had a crossword.
Man, we have an argument. Do you remember us ever arguing, man?
No, ever. Never.
I never. That's so crazy.
Never. And it's not saying that we didn't have opposite sides of things. That's not saying that.
that we've had opposite sides.
And
but we've never argued.
I had you think about some stuff I said, and then you came back and said, her, hey, man, you know that was some truth to what you were saying. I was like, yeah, man, thank you.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Don't brush it off. Really sit there and take that and look at it. Go, what is he trying to tell me? Because he's telling me from a perspective I can't have.
Kindred spirits. Danny said that's called kindred spirits.
There you go. There you go.
Kindred spirits, man. We get along 100%. Well, and we cool.
Yeah.
Danny said, recognizing that you guys have a lot in common. I'm talking about we get. And it's my dude. I mean,
without placing a barrier between you.
Without placing a barrier between us.
Truth. See, I was always raised that way. That was my upbringing, that you get to know somebody and don't judge them. That's always something I was taught from a young age. You never know what a man's walked through, so don't judge. Listen, learn, pick up.
Listen, learn, pick up.
Yeah. You're telling me something. I got to hear it. Yes. If I come through with a preconceived notion and you try to tell me something new, I'm going to shut you down and I'm probably going to miss something.
Yes. If I get into the point of disagreeing with you before I've heard the whole concept, I'm going to miss something.
You're going to miss something. You got to keep that mind wide open. That's why people go, oh, you listen to such and such? Yes, I do listen to that. That doesn't mean I believe them. It means I listen.
It don't mean you believe them. It means you listen.
Right. What's wrong with listening? Are you that weak in your values that listening to a different opinion will change you?
Yeah, that's what they think.
That's what they think. They can't hear even the slightest bit of it. Oh, it might change my mind. Well, then if it might change your mind, maybe your mind needed to be changed.
Yeah. Well, maybe then it's light even if you thought it was.
And that's why I said, that's why our conversations, like I said, I can't pick up the phone and spend 20 minutes on the phone with you. We're an hour every time we talk.
Here an hour every time we talk on the phone. An hour.
Yeah. And it's not an hour repeating.
No.
It's a rabbit hole we open up and down it we go together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is a great time, you know, a great venture of learning and being open enough to respect one another, to learn from one another. That's a great thing.
Holy shit, man. Do you realize it's almost 20 after 1? My God, Herman. Well, let me run these commercial breaks that should have been run a half hour. It happens every single time. It happens every single time.
But that's
where you're going. Well, I'm going to run these, and then we'll finish up this where we're at and finish up the show. But I'm going to run these commercials, and then we'll be right back.
All right.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey, we're back. Now we can finish up this show.
Yeah.
Man, it's just crazy, though. When you sit down and you think of the years that we have had discussions and the topics that we have talked about, and these are what everybody would consider those red line items you don't talk about, we have managed to have every conversation and not have a major disagreement.
No major disagreements.
That tells you something.
Yeah. I believe in my friend and what he knows.
Yeah, it's one of them things. It's like I said, I always say he wouldn't tell me that to be a bad guy. No. So he told me that from a good, positive place. And we don't have that anymore in this country because, like, all these places that are supposed to have been for us are no longer for us.
No.
You can tell that by the garbage that's being put in our food. And nobody's calling it out.
Nobody's like, calling.
They had a pizza recall because a handful of people got sick. There's been over 200,000 reports to VAERS of adverse effects from the vaccine, yet they haven't shut that down, that a handful of people caused every pizza to be recalled.
Yeah. That's America's idiocy at its best.
It is. And the mere fact that people are still getting it is another thing that just makes you go, what are you thinking?
What could you possibly be thinking?
And the one thing you can add to it is I'm trying to save my job. That's what 99% of the people I hear say that. I was told I would lose my job.
Save
but what about your life?
I was about to say, what about your day, dummy? Life, dummy?
Yeah. What's the value you put on your life?
What's the value you put on your life? You put a value on the job. What's the value of your life?
Yeah. What's that dollar figure?
What's that dollar figure? What's that dollar figure on your life?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what. I put a gigantic value on my life.
Oh, yes.
Especially my life that could be affected by something to where I have to live with the problem created by your solution.
The problem created by your solution.
Because you look at all these people, all these actors have now got all these strange and weird nerve diseases. Well, they all took it. They all bellied up to the bar and took the poison.
Yeah. And once they took that poison, that was it for them.
That was it, because there ain't no coming back from it. There's no get backs. There's no cleansing. There's no getting rid of it. You are now, from that day forward, genetically modified.
Yes. Yes.
And all the patents that you and I know exist, everybody's, oh, that's not real. No, that's real. There were patents for this vaccine before there was even talk of the disease.
But you and I were crazy. You and I were conspiracy theorists. You and I were two idiots that were too dumb to know that we didn't know. Yet every single thing we said and predicted on video has come true.
That's right. That's right.
But we're just two dummies.
Yeah, that's it.
You will find more common sense in common people than you will anywhere else.
But you, it's like, I'm trying to think, because they change. I mean, you have the vaccination. It changes your human structure. You're no longer, what is it, homo sapien, what is that it?
Yeah, they've changed you to something else. As a matter of fact, it says so in the patents.
Yeah. Yeah.
But those aren't real.
Yeah, and people are going to say, Herm, you're talking crazy.
Yeah. But it's funny, all the crazy things we have said are now true and accepted as true.
And we're going to continue to understand what it is, because people don't understand that we have been through something as far as this country is concerned that people don't understand they've been into. And when you sit back and say, hey, man, I just did a little more research. I found out a little few more things. Can you hear me? Oh, that can't be true. I don't understand it.
Yeah, shut down. Deny.
Yeah.
You couldn't possibly have the intelligence to figure that out.
Yes. Well, yeah, what is, yeah, is this crazy?
Yeah. Because the only people who can have intelligence are those at the top. Those are the only people that can have intelligence. Everybody else is just plebes that are below them.
Yes. Crazy, man. I don't
I know it drives you crazy because you know what you're seeing. I know what we've said. We've had conversations, and everything we have said has come out as true. Everything we said.
Yes. Everything we said has come out to be true. And people argue the point. Everything we said come out to be true, and it's amazing. And look, we've been talking about this long before all this Cat Williams and all this stuff. All this stuff was talked about.
Yeah.
But since we're not, okay, I'll put it like this. That's why I tell you, too. When you're trying to tell people something and they don't listen, I don't think that the people that they finally listen to are like us. I just don't.
Nah.
I don't think, I know Cat Williams is not like me. And I know Cat Williams is a totally different creature because everybody talking about Cat Williams says, I've never done drugs before. Cat Williams, you a lie. When I met you, you had just finished a cocaine binge. So how the hell are you telling people on the world that you ain't never did dope? Dude, I know you personally, you didn't did cocaine. So how you going to tell these people you ain't never did coke? So I guess it's only a few people like me that know you from way back then. So I'm one of the only few that can say that, but who going to listen to me? Because they're going to say, well, oh, Cat is this big star. But Cat ain't always been this big star because Cat was a regular dude. I'm just a dude that don't take penis in my ass, so I'm not going to be that big of a star.
Well, look at it this way. Everybody, they say follow the experts. Well, here's what everybody doesn't forget. The experts were once not an expert. So how did they get to be an expert? Because they learned and they grew, and that's how they became an expert. You and I have lived our lives. We have grown with our lives because we didn't just graduate and say, I'm done learning. We constantly seek knowledge. Both you and I do. We read more and look at more shit than most people because we won't just say, oh, that goes against what I believe and shut it off. No, we will sit down and listen to it and then try to find the kernels of truth in it.
Yes, because I can't shut off stuff because it's not what I believe.
Right.
So what I believe may have adjusted over the years. I believe in something for 30, 40, 50 years, and it's changed three times over those times, so how are you adjusting, Wade? How are you adjusting? Things are changing. You have to change. When you're riding a surfboard, when you're riding a bike, you got to adjust as you go. You don't just keep riding it the same damn way no matter what terrain you're in. You got to adjust as you go.
And that's part of being able to accept you were wrong in the past.
Thank you. Problem with people saying, okay, priests have been banging boys for years. You know it.
Oh, yeah. That was talk way back when I was young.
Have you seen a decline in the Catholic Church?
No.
Okay. So you going to tell me, you know these men are screwing little boys. You know these men are screwing the nuns. They're supposed to be virgins. You know these men are screwing each other. But you never say, hey, y'all, this is something we found out in Christianity that we should be, you know, doing.
Right.
Now, I can understand that if someone says something like that. But no, you ignore it. Say, let's pray about it and keep letting him rape kids. Negro.
And move on. And
move
on.
No. Come here, priest. Let me holler at you for a minute. Well, in the name of, put that robe over his head, drag him to the back. Put that robe over top of a preacher's head and pam to, I don't, nobody have time for this.
But that's the other thing, I can't understand why anybody follows a televangelist, because they live in multi-million dollar houses. They drive fancy cars. They take all this money that's supposed to be for the neighborhood, and then they want the people to idolize them.
Yes.
Everything they said is against the word of God that they're supposed to be preaching.
What does idolize mean? Break it down. Etymology. Idealize. So you like these ideal lies because they fit you.
Yes.
Okay? So the lie is ideal for you. So you see nothing wrong with it, and you join right in with that ideal lie.
Well, they also forget that if you want to go back to their scripture, build ye not temples unto me. What is every church? A temple unto them.
Thank you. Thank you. What are you doing?
You're doing exactly what you were told not to do.
You know what church is? The entire earth. That's what church is. This is God's word. Okay?
That's right.
Now,
that's why when you go fishing and you sit in God's world and you submerge yourself in that world, you come home feeling refreshed. And, like, everything's new, and you feel wonderful.
When you go, man, if I could tell people it's like this, if you could take everybody in all the churches, right, and convince them to go fishing one day, just convince them to go out on the lake. Just come on. Come out of your walls and buildings. Come out of your workspaces. Come on out here to some free life. Well, let's bring the Bible with us. No, because everything in the Word of God is where I'm taking you to. You don't need to read the Bible.
Exactly.
Come on here and stand with me. And look at some of the things you've read about. Breathe in and smell some of the things that God talked about.
Experience.
Look around and appreciate the experience that God that created. That's God's creation. You get caught in the building looking at stained glasses with a whole bunch of people with problems. Nobody's happy. What do you think that does to you eventually, huh?
Yeah. That's energy that intercepts you and starts making you negative.
Thank you. Thank you. And you have to be able to learn how to – and see, the people don't get this. I try not to surround myself by negative people because I do get into absorbing some of this stuff. You can't help it. You hear
it's hard.
Negative, negative. You take it, negative, negative. They live negative, negative. Whatever they do with TV is negative. Whatever they do with programming is negative. Wherever they go is negative. They hang around negative people. They like the gossip. I don't want to be around that, man.
Nah. The victim mentality.
Yeah, I don't want to be around that. I don't want to sit around people talking about other people's lives all day. I don't have time for that, man.
I'm too busy living my life. I ain't got time to live somebody else's.
Yeah, I don't care about what everybody's life is. I'm living mine. Cool, no problem.
Yeah. I do have a problem when you try to force me to live in your world and your realities, air quote.
Oh, yeah, because that's when all hell breaks loose.
That's right. I'm a girl. No, you're not. You're a dude. You got a dick. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I don't feel like playing the game.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go live that way, you go live that way. But when you're around me, if you expect me to play that game, I ain't playing it.
I'm not playing the game. You're going to respect me as a woman. Man, you got a penis.
Last time I checked, that wasn't a woman.
That wasn't, yeah. Yeah. And like this woman said, we were at the club one night, and a lady, I was just standing there, and I was talking to my boy, and I leaned, you know, you're a chair. I just put my hand on the chair behind me. It was like my forearm, like on the chair behind me.
Yeah,
beside me, and it was a girl. She was sitting up, so I leaned my chair on the edge, and the girl walked up to me and said, "Excuse me." I said, "Yeah." She said,
You need to drop your arm. Uh-huh. What are you talking about? You got your arm on my lady's chair. I said, well, I apologize. Well, you need to make sure. I said, wait a minute, baby. Didn't I say I apologize? Well, all I'm saying is, son, I said, listen, girl, you better take your butt on because you're a woman. I will, listen, I'm a man. I'm not going to abuse you. I will take that little boy pussy. Now go on somewhere. Go. Go, shoot. You've been talking to me like a man. You are a girl.
What's it? I can't think of the guy's name, but he wears a suit. He's dead now. He's a black dude. He used to talk to women real short.
What was his name? The guy that used to talk to the lady? Dang, I can't even think of his name right now. I know what you're talking about. The black guy with glasses, kind of suave.
Yeah, and he's real cool. And he said to this woman, do you talk to your man like you talk to a woman?
Thank you.
He said, because he goes, you talk to your woman's like you talk to your man. There's going to be a fight because they will hit you. And he goes, a man is showing restraint to not. He said, because he could obliterate you, and you should remember that, and you should have respect of that. And he ain't wrong.
And he also, said, now you will turn around and your man will ask you to fix a sandwich and you can get an attitude. But your boss will tell you what time to be at work and you're going to jump up and be there.
Yes. Yes, he did. I saw that one. I like to watch his show. He said so many, like, really on-point things. And I love it's him, Thomas Sowell. Thomas Sowell says some incredible shit.
All of them say things that make so much sense, but people try to stay away from sensible people. It's amazing.
Yes, it is amazing. And they will quickly use color to shove it aside. When I will sit there and go, damn, man, this guy's saying something that really resonates with me, which goes back to what we're saying. It's not the black man versus the white man. It is the rich man versus the poor man.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's a rich man versus a poor man. It's always been that way. But
yeah,
all you got to do is grab some element for your advantage. Woman against man, homosexual against straight, you know. If you got to throw the German Shepherds in there and protect the animals, whatever it is to throw you off.
Well, the funny thing is, you have been talking about the gay agenda, which really pisses people off. But now, again, there's this person after that person talking about the gay agenda.
Yes, but see, it wasn't popular when I was talking about it because it hadn't occurred yet.
Right. But now it's out in the open to the point where it's almost impossible to deny it.
So that's what Laughing Lenny called me from D.C., and he was like, Herm. He said, man, I am amazed. I said, what you're amazed at? Everything you said came true, man. Do you hear the stuff they talking about P. Diddy? I said, I told you P. Diddy was a sissy sleeping with Clive Davis. He's a sugar daddy. His sugar daddy is the guy that owns the doggone NHL Penguins. That's his lover. That's who supplies him with the money to pimp all the people in hip-hop.
Yeah. And then they all bring it back to Oprah.
And they all bring it back to Ellen.
Yeah. And now, did you hear what Justin Bieber just said about Ellen?
What did he say about Ellen?
He said that she was grooming him and that she did some weird shit to him. Mm. And that he's actually talking about suing her.
And you know Ellen is, you know Ellen, they, as a matter of fact, I don't know where they were showing Ellen. Ellen's in jail.
I would not be surprised if she was.
Ellen's in jail because it's several individuals, man, that right now people are questioning. It's several because if you look at Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, look up Michelle Obama praises Epstein. Just look at it.
Epstein is
one of our closest friends. So y'all closest friend to the island rapist.
Right.
And that'd be like me saying I'm close friends with Herman, but I didn't know he was running a pedophile ring.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't have any suspicion. I had no idea. None.
Just because I had a van full of kids taking them to the park and there was no park in that direction, you couldn't tell I was doing nothing. I'm just taking these kids to the park with no parents.
Good.
At 9 o'clock at night.
Well, then, see, that's the other end of it. All these kids that absolutely disappear from Child Protective Services. And
yes,
that's not a debatable thing. That's
in Missouri,
real.
They had 945 kids vanish. Go look it up. So, matter of fact, if people want to look at, go look up vanishing children across America. And we ain't talking about 40 people, 50 people.
No.
We talking about 500, 600 kids missing at a time. No account for them. They just disappeared.
And that's why they come across the southern border unaccompanied. And then they have an address they're supposed to go to.
I keep telling people, y'all, they say, what does human taste like? They say, well, human tastes like beef, chicken, and pork. Okay?
Yeah.
Now,
go have a McDonald's burger if you want to know what people taste like.
Yeah, you want to know what people taste like? Have you a McDonald's burger? And my daddy said, y'all stop that talk. Is this the truth?
It is. They've analyzed McDonald's burgers, and every time they analyze them, they find a human component.
Every time they analyze McDonald's burgers, they find human meat in them. Every time.
Every single time.
Every single time. Every single time.
Your dad's like, damn.
Yeah, but this is some business. Your show over here. I mean, God, dog on this book. Because it's amazing when they have made America's pastime what it is. We sacrifice people and children every day. But when we need the blood. But when we discard the bodies, we made sure we made open up your favorite fast food restaurants to dispose of the bodies. Then we made breakfast sausage in the morning and hamburgers in the afternoon. That's what we made for us to dispose of these bodies. And they keep telling you about it.
Yeah.
Breakfast sausage in the morning, hamburgers in the afternoon.
It's part of that pink slime that they use to make it.
Thank you. It's part of the pink slime. This is the real talk. People don't understand. Now, here's a perfect example. We got more mental health than ever before in history, right?
Yes.
If you feed a cow, they go crazy, right?
Yep.
You feed a human enough human, you start having mental problems all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
You feed a human enough human, you start having mental problems. Now, people don't want to talk about this, but as soon as the COVID hit and we started talking about missing people, and they said, we got homeless people missing everywhere. And they had a storm. They said, there's a shelter here, but as you notice, there's no homeless people in the shelter. They got beds everywhere. Them people came up missing, all right?
Yep.
Now, what happened after that? All the people came up missing? They had a chicken sandwich craze across America.
Oh, yeah. Bojangles versus Chick-fil-A.
Get your chicken. And they were giving you these big-ass giant chicken breasts. Oh, chicken was everywhere. Enjoy your chicken. Then you realize ain't no chicken in the chicken. That's when you realize ain't no chicken in the chicken. Chick-fil-A, it take a chicken breast, the chicken get killed, and you cut the chicken up as chicken breast. Why you got 56 ingredients for a chicken breast?
Exactly. And over half of them you can't pronounce.
Looks like Farmamite. What is that? I don't know.
But it's
in the chicken side.
I know if you can't pronounce it, you shouldn't eat it.
Thank you. Thank you. Don't you know we got to be eating something if every man want to have titties now? What do you think it is, huh? What are we all doing in common? We eat. Okay?
Well, look at a picture from a beach in the 70s and compare it to a beach now. Now, we either totally changed our eating habits to eat so much more to the point where over half of America's obese or something in the food changed.
Because over half of America is big as hell.
Yes.
And these women at the beach, they look like beach floats. They do not like – they remember they had sexy bodies, and the women was walking past, and you were size 2 or size 3 or size 4. Anything over size 4 or 5, you check them and see. If you was a size 8, you had to have a rocking body in the bathing suit. If you was a 10, you wore some type of shawl. So that's when the shawl, you wore something over that big-ass body.
Yes.
Because you didn't want that big stretch-marked-ass body to be up there with them fine women, okay?
And what changed? Again, what changed between then and now? Did we really change how much we eat?
No, we changed what was in the food.
Exactly. And that's obvious. That's so obvious, but people will be like, no, it's our eating habits that changed. No, it is not, because when we were younger, we had candy. We had fast food. We had all that shit when we were younger. It just, the difference between McDonald's fries. Back in the days, McDonald's fries was French fries, salt, and beef tallow.
That's it.
That's it. That was it. And those fries were damn good, too.
You know,
and it's just like what's happened to Doritos. And the simple stuff, it didn't used to have this many ingredients in it.
Yes, but
you have no.
It didn't have many ingredients in it.
It didn't. And now everything's hyper-processed. It has some kind of processed fat in it. It has some kind of hydrogenated fat in it. It has some kind of something that was processed by man, when in the past we would just put a simple ingredient in there. Like I said, the beef tallow gave it the great flavor. Well, when you took that away and you started doing it in hydrogenated vegetable oil, you created all kinds of new problems that we're seeing in everybody's health right now.
Yeah.
Look at peanut allergies. Name me one person you knew when you were a kid that had peanut allergies.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Peanut allergies. No, everybody, they got every type of, they're allergic to a ragweed. We're allergic to this. We're allergic to cotton. Everybody's allergic to everything now.
Yeah.
You can't eat shrimp. You can't eat lobster. Come on,
right,
man. I'm allergic to fish. I'm allergic to everything.
Yeah, something happened. Something happened.
There's been a major shift.
A major shift. And look at Alzheimer's. When I was young, I didn't know anybody that had Alzheimer's. Now it's everyone, my dad, my relatives, this person. Everybody's showing all these weird things.
But, okay, here it is. It ain't weird. Check this out. If you eat too much sugar, you lose your teeth. If you eat too much sugar, you get high blood pressure. If you eat too much sugar, you become a diabetic. If you eat too much sugar, you get cancer. Okay?
Yeah.
So sugar, sugar, sugar. Sugar, sugar, sugar ain't all that sweet.
That's right. And also the sugar today is not the same as the sugar in the past.
We had sugar cane, and now you got refined sugar. I don't know how it was refined.
The same way with salt.
Yes.
Everything when we were younger was different. And the funny thing is, if you go back to a lot of the things we used when we were younger, they're actually better than anything today. Like if you go look at borax, for a prime example, everybody used borax. Remember 20 Mule Team Fresh?
Mm-hmm.
Now nobody uses borax anymore.
For nothing.
For nothing, but when you go back and start using it for things, you start going, hey, this is really effective.
Okay, castor oil, cod liver oil. Castor oil is effective for many things, but scars, softening tissue, removing tumors, it helps a lot of things.
Yes, Allie has trouble with swollen glands, and she puts castor oil on it, and away they go.
Thank you.
Hell, like my dog, I give it turkey tail mushroom. My dog's life has got 100% better in 2.5 weeks.
Well, somebody want to have to avoid testicular cancer? Rub some castor oil on your nuts.
Yeah, and you have fun while you're doing it.
Rub it on your tank, rub it up the butt. You want to work on your prostate enlargement, use some castor oil. This is people that don't understand.
Also, wild oats is great for prostates.
See?
And I tell people that because I take it every day. And it changed my life.
Yeah, my thing is, if you went past that point and haven't been doing anything, yeah, you will have to listen to the doctor because you're not in that mode. But if you're in the mode of trying to do something different, then that doctor is going to be surprised that the number's dropping because he can't believe that your numbers is dropping because his job depends on your numbers not dropping. He don't want your damn numbers to drop because why
don't
are you another
you
person on his list for surgery? He can't afford for you to get better. How are you going to pay for his house? How are you going to pay for his boat? I work with
exactly.
These guys.
Exactly.
I didn't need a Whipple procedure on the patient. We knew he was going to die. But the doctor drug him back there again and for him to die versus his wife having to see him with quality of life for the last part of his life.
Yeah.
So that doctor's money is more important than your survival. That's what it is.
Well, there's been a study already done that said this. Most of the cancers that we treat now in the past would have never been detected, would have never been treated, and would have never affected the lifespan of the person who had it. But because we can detect it so much now, then we will go in and treat something that if it left untreated would have done nothing.
And people are not understanding that. These doctors are, okay, I keep telling people, people say, well, man, you got to listen to the doctor. Listen, fool, malpractice is the number one death in the country.
Every year.
Malpractice is the number one. Somebody telling you they don't know what the hell they're talking about is the reason why everybody died. And then everybody say, well, run to the doctor. No, idiot. You run to the doctor. Let me take my time and do some assessment. I'm not saying going to the doctor is not right. I'm just saying before I rush my ass in there, I'm going to sit down with this doctor and we're going to sit down over these numbers. And we're going to talk about things that are possibly a problem. And if I come to the doctor 1 week and my numbers are high, and I come to you a month later and my numbers are lower. I come to you the following month and my numbers are even lower. And you say, well, we need to get through with this because X, Y, and Z. Well, what about the first 3 months where you ignored me?
Well, my buddy went through that.
What
he
about
had
the first 3 months where you never got in touch with me?
He had stage 4 cancer. He was given 6 weeks to live by his oncologist. And that's when he started taking Rick Simpson's oil made out of marijuana. And within a month, turned himself around and is still alive today.
But see, people won't believe stuff like that. Rick Simpson's oil has been a cure with marijuana for years. We talked about this. It's been a cure. I know that Rick Simpson's oil was a cure for marijuana 25 years ago, 30 years ago we found about Rick Simpson. But everybody's such against marijuana because you're against it because everybody uses it as a drug. Marijuana is a medicine.
Yes.
That people misuse as a drug.
Yes.
It's a medicine.
Most definitely.
It's the most medicinal medicine. It's the most medicinal plant on this planet. There's nothing that has greater properties than marijuana. Nothing.
And in the past history, in every apothecary book, it was in almost every tincture that was made to cure something.
Marijuana was the base for almost everything. Then they made it a point of, then somebody found out how to get high. Then they made it more, this is so crazy. You made marijuana more illegal than cocaine and heroin and meth.
Well, you know why they did that, right?
Yeah.
Besides the curing properties, in the time that they made it illegal, it was mostly smoked by blacks and Mexicans. So it was a racist way to throw them in jail. That's all it was. Let's be honest. I can be honest about that. It was totally done because the dark-skinned people smoked it, and they had a prejudice against the dark-skinned people, so they made it illegal.
Yeah. And when they made it illegal, and the thing is, you want to make it illegal, and individuals were feeling better, doing better, and you had less issues. But see, if you had people smoking marijuana, then they wouldn't have been alcoholics. If you had people smoking marijuana, then they wouldn't have dealt with cocaine. If you had them smoking marijuana, they wouldn't have dealt with methamphetamine. If they were smoking marijuana, they wouldn't have dealt with heroin. But since they made liquor legal, which is much worse than weed, and marijuana illegal, which you ain't never going to have no DUI with, this is what I don't get with understand with people. How do you criminalize weed so bad? Because somebody told you it was that bad and you roll with it.
Yeah,
alcohol is much worse. Heroin is much worse. Cocaine and crack is much worse. Methamphetamines is much worse. Ice is much worse. I can think of a million things much worse than weed, especially these prescription pills they give you every day to say you're going to get better with.
But the funny thing is, too, in every state where marijuana is legalized, opioid use goes down 20% instantly.
Thank you. Everywhere where marijuana is legalized, it stops opioid use. But they say, well, don't legalize marijuana. Why? Because people can grow it. The rest of that shit you can manifest and control. You make that shit. So therefore, marijuana, since it's so freely and openly, you can get marijuana that can make you sleep. You can get marijuana to keep you up. You can get marijuana to heal you. What can you do with liquor? You can get drunk. What can you do with cocaine? You can get high. What can you do with heroin? Die.
Yeah.
But they make weed 10 times as worse. That's it, man. That's a mind trick.
Oh, yeah. Well, they actually did a study when they were trying to make it illegal and proved that it was harmless, but they hid that study.
See? They said that marijuana, they said smoking marijuana does X, Y, Z to your lungs. Well, I did a history on the studies they did on what marijuana does to your lungs. Well, if you take a monkey and you put a mask on his face for 10 hours with marijuana, yes, it's going to mess him up. Who the hell has marijuana on their face for 10 straight hours? And this is what they surveyed. Well, 10 hours on a monkey's face, the marijuana killed him. You kidding me? You shitting me? Well, try 10 hours with some cocaine going up his nose and see what happens.
He won't have a nose left.
Try 10 hours shooting some heroin up somebody's arm. Try 10 hours, let a mongoose drink 10 hours straight and see what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man, that's it.
Man, I hate to do this, but we've hit that wall.
Oh, we hit that wall, man. We had a good 2-hour show today, man. So it's been good, brother.
Man, it's always good to talk to you, Herman.
Yeah, good to be talked to, man.
Yep, and it was good to kind of semi have a conversation with your dad.
Yeah.
Oh, grab one of your jackets.
Oh, man. Yeah, my dad is the man. He is the man. I don't want no trouble. I love him to death, man. This is my dude. We ride or die. I don't want no trouble.
Well, he raised a good one. He raised a good one.
I thank you, my friend. You know how we do.
Yep, that's exactly how we do. Well, anyhow, man, I'm going to be hitting the road, and we're going to be closing the show down, and I hope you have a wonderful trip home.
Oh, I will, man. And I will see you Wednesday for Open Mic Night, man. Let's do the daggum thing and have a great time, my friend.
Sounds like a plan to me. So, as you always hear at the end of this show, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance. Have a good one, Herm.
All right, Dan. Have a great one, man. Peace.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.